I'm just going to read you just a little bit of the 150 prayer watch. What did I say? Can't even remember what I call it.
Directives.
Yes, thank you. Highway 150 warriors, I believe the destiny of our country hangs in the balances, but God has not left us helpless. Yahweh, Father God, has sent His Word and His Spirit. We can stand on the promises of 2 Chronicles 7:14. If we as God's people called Christians will humble ourselves, turn from our sins and pray, He will heal us and our land. And I laid some scripture out. But pray the eyes of the believers of our corridor and our nation will be open. Pray America will awake from the demonic sleep we have been in. Finally, pray the eyes of the enemy and his servants will be struck with blindness. And the angels of the Lord will be loosed to help gather and protect the harvest. 2 Kings 6, he sent, just believe me, 6:14 if you want to get there while I'm reading. Therefore, he sent horses and chariots and a great army there, and they came by night and surrounded the city. Did you notice? They came. The enemy came by night. Amen? He always comes at night. The enemy don't come in the broad daylight. The enemy don't announce he's coming. The enemy don't announce he's a bad guy and he's going to tear things up. He came as an angel of light. So he came at night, and he surrounded the city. And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. Can you imagine waking up some morning and seeing there was an enemy army around your home and your neighborhood, and they were well equipped with automatic weapons? And there was tanks, and there was airplanes flying through the air, and they were from the enemy. How would you feel at that point in time? Come on, what would you feel? Fear? If you don't, there's something wrong with you. You'd be thinking, whoa, it's happening. We're being invaded by a foreign country. But it happened at night while everybody was sleeping, right? His servant said to him, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" Good question. So he answered, who was he, by the way? Elisha. Do not fear. Listen, we know this verse and we claim it and we quote it, but do we really believe it? Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. That's what we're going to be praying Monday and Tuesday. Lord, open their eyes that they may see. Open our eyes that we may see. We're praying for the church and the Christ, those who call themselves believers. Sure, we're praying for the lost, but we're praying for the church. Amen? And you know what? I think the last two elections that there were 17 to 18 to 20 million Christians that did not vote, which would have swung everything. They could have swung everything, okay? So God opened their eyes even now that they will wake up, God. We don't have it all together. We need to wake up, Jesus. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. Remember, he prayed and it happened. Let them see, God. Let them see. So we pray and it happens. Believe in things that are not as though they were. We believe that God's going to do a miracle. Believe in things that are not. That I watched a little bit of that. I'm not a huge baseball fan like I used to be, and I'm surely not a Cubs fan. But I thought this, you know, I always will pull for the underdog if I don't have no choice. So I'm like, wow. And I think these people had signs, and they said, we still believe. I think they said, we still believe. I think they were two games down. They were 1-3. So to me, when we proclaim something, if we proclaim it in faith and we proclaim it with a promise from God, we should have all the strength in the universe behind what we do, right? The Lord opened the eyes of the young man and he saw. So Elisha prayed, open his eyes. Right? Say it. Open their eyes, God. Open my eyes, God. Open my eyes. Come on, for you first. Open my eyes, God. I have been blind, God. I've been walking around blind, God. What did Jesus say to the blind man? What do you want? What do you want me to do for you? This goes, pretty obvious. What did the blind man say? Don't you know Jesus? What did he say? That I may see, that my eyes might be open. If we believe that and we trust in that, I'm sorry, buddy, I'm loud. We call on the name of Jesus. So open our eyes, Lord. Open their eyes, Lord. And what happened? The Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. So when the Syrians came down to him, Elijah prayed to the Lord and said, strike this people, I pray, with blindness. He said, open the eyes of the righteous and shut the eyes of the evil. Open the eyes of the righteous and confound the ways of the evil. Why ain't that being judgmental? Well, if you can't read the Word of God and knows what's truth and what's righteous, you need to get off this political correct agenda, because there is right, there is wrong. There's a right way, there's a wrong way. There's truth and there's lies. There's light and there's darkness. So just get off your high horse. There is a right way. There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is death. And that's what's happened. Go to sleep, la, 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 la. Come now, baby, go to sleep. Everything will be all right. Everything's good. That's the devil's lullaby. He wants you to sleep. He wants you to do as little damage to the kingdom of hell as possible. So he prayed for the eyes of the righteous to be opened, and he prayed for the eyes of the wicked to be blinded. I want y'all to go to this next one. Genesis 19. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Let this not just be words. Let this not be something that's forgotten, God. Let this be something that burns in our heart, God. Let it burn in our heart, God, for the wisdom and the presence of God. Let it burn in our heart, God, that we will see revival, an awakening. Yes. Y'all got it? Genesis 19, verse 4, before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both old and young, and all the people from every quarter surrounded the house. Does that sound anything like the enemy coming in at night and surrounding Elisha and his servant? Does that sound exactly like that to me? Maybe not as many, but, you know, same situation. And they called to Lot and said to him, where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us that we may know them carnally. Do I have to... Do y'all know what that means? Yeah. Okay, we don't need to go no further. If you've got young people, you need to sit down and explain that to them. I'm serious. But they're too young. No, they're going to hear it from somewhere. They better hear the truth, okay? So Lot went out to them through the doorway and shut the door behind him and said, please, my brethren, do not do so wickedly. See now, I have two daughters who have not known a man. Please let me bring them out to you, and you may do to them as you wish. How perverse was the society that they lived in? Only do nothing to these men, since this is the reason why they have come under the shadow of my roof. And they said, stand back. Then they said, this one came in to stay here, and he keeps acting as a judge. Now we will deal worse with you than with them. So they pressed hard against the man, Lot, and came near to break down to the door. But the men reached out their hands and pulled Lot into the house with them and struck the door. And they struck the men who were at the doorway of the house with what?
Blindness.
Open the eyes of the righteous, Lord. Strike the eyes of the wicked with blindness. Both small and great, so they became weary trying to find the door. Even after they were blind, they still wanted to fornicate with these men. That's how powerful the spirit of lust is. That's how powerful the devil behind pornography is. That Jezebel spirit is very, very, very strong. And you got to stand up and you got to war against it. You got to call that thing out. And if you have to do it 100 times, men, women, you got to do it. You got to keep calling out. This is the righteousness of the Lord. This is the will of the Lord. This is not God. This is Jezebel. This is the enemy that has surrounded me. You got to take authority. Well, so we're already believing that the church is awakening. Go to 2 Kings 9:22. We're believing that the church is awakening. We're believing that all the wiles of the enemy, we're praying that blindness is going to strike the enemy's camp, right? Not that we hate people. No, it's not that at all, but they'll be blind to the things that's been empowering them. And they will see when Jesus touches their eyes. They will see. They'll know the truth, and what will happen then? The truth will make them free, won't it? I mean, that's what the Word of God says. 2 Kings 9:22, it happened when Joram saw Jehu. He said, is it peace, Jehu? So he answered, what peace? As long as the harlotries of your mother Jezebel and her witchcraft are so many. Hello? What peace? There is no peace when Jezebel's ruling. Come on, guys. Is that true? Who's been ruling this nation? Come on. Who's been ruling this nation? I'm not talking about the president. I'm talking about the principality over this nation.
Yeah,
it's Jezebel. It's witchcraft. It's harlotry. Every evil thing. And it says in the last days that their thoughts... their very thoughts, every thought that they thought and every word that they spoke were wicked and continually wicked. But what's wicked? Well, see, that's just it. Everybody's confused because they don't know what wicked is. Wicked is anything that opposes the Word of God. And it goes, man, you know, and it goes all the way back to Genesis. Don't it? What's the first line in Genesis? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was out without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the waters. So now you go to school and they tell you, it's not that way. That's not the way it went down. Oh, I beg your pardon. If God said that's the way it went down, that's the way it went down. God created everything. God spoke and there was light. God spoke and there was planets and stars and moons and water. And every living thing that dwells on this planet was created by the living Word of God. Not by chance selection, not by an explosion. You know, you can believe that if you want to, but your faith has been destroyed. You've done beat up the faith that came in the very beginning, that God did everything. 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 Nothing was made that was made without God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And he said, it's not good that a man should be alone. A man should take a wife and cleave to him. Simple. Simple. So simple. Second Kings, verse 30, that same chapter. I'm closing. Because I want everybody to get prayer for their miracle. And if you didn't have one in the beginning, you should have one now. And it should be, God, I believe. Help thou my unbelief, God. Help me, God, where the world has washed my faith away. Where science and media and stuff has washed my faith away. No longer will I bow to that. I will believe. Because remember, what's your shield of faith? You got to have faith, don't you? The evidence of things not seen. 9:30, when Jehu had come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it. You know what? She hears things coming before they get there because it's demonic. It's a spirit of divination, which is a ripoff from the spirit of prophecy, right? A lot of people that are diviners should have been prophesying for the Lord, but they chose to go the devil's way. They still hear things, but it's not beneficial to the kingdom, and it'll damn your soul to hell, right? Okay. When Jehu had come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it, and she put paint on her eyes. She was a porn queen. Seriously. Basically, that's what she was. And if you were an IMA, please, no, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying when she heard what was coming to her city, when she heard what was coming to take her out, she made up her eyes, she got pretty, she put heavy lipstick on, she dressed in something. Now I'm adding this, but dressed in something seductive, you know. She went down to, Si, what's that place we pass every day on the way back from food pantry? One of those places that sells, you know, stuff. Anyway, she got all dolled up. What was it? Waffle House. No, that's manna. What's that? Jezebel heard of it and put paint on her eyes and adorned her head and looked through a window. Boy, that almost sounds like she was looking into crystal ball or something. I don't know. I'm adding that, but she was definitely tuned into the spirit of hell, right? Yep. Then as Jehu entered at the gate, she said, is it peace, Zimri? Murder of your master? And he looked up at the window and said, who is on my side? Who? So two or three eunuchs looked down at him. Now, what's a eunuch? Who said that? That's right, castrated male. And sometimes people did it, evidently, back in the day. They did it to, as a vow to God even, to that they would be pure. But then some of them did it because they watched, they were in charge of bringing the queen different things, and the king did not want any chance of. So, I know it's kind of crude, but I didn't make it up. So two or three eunuchs looked out at him and said, throw her down. So they threw her down, and some of her blood spattered on the wall and on the horses, and he trampled her underfoot. He didn't start crying. And when he had gone, he ate and drank. Wow. He had a strong stomach, didn't he? Then he said, "Go now, see to this accursed woman and bury her, for she was a king's daughter." So they went to bury her, but they found no more of her than the skull and the feet and the palms of her hands. Therefore they came back and told him and said, "This is the word of the Lord, which he spoke by his servant Elisha the Tishbite, saying, 'On the plot of ground at Jezreel, dogs shall eat the flesh of Jezebel, and the corpse of Jezebel shall be as a refuse on the surface of the field in the plot of Jezreel, so they shall not say, here lies Jezebel.'" So, thoroughly destroyed. So, you got to make, you know, we've all got, I think we've all probably got things in our lives that aren't God's best for us. I'm not saying anybody in here is walking in open sin. Praise God, I doubt it. Y'all are some awesome people, but you know what? God says, not only cast it down, destroy it. Yes. You got to destroy it or it'll resurrect, it'll come back, and it'll wait for what? Remember when Jesus did battle with Satan in the wilderness? It said that every time Satan came against him, and he used the word of God out of context. Every time Satan come against him, what would he answer with? What would Jesus answer with? The word of God. Yes, it is written. So we've got to be, you need to know some word of God so you can come against it. But you know what it said? It said, so Satan went, he said, "I'm out of here. He's done won this one." But it said he waited for what? A more opportune time. And I don't reckon it's written in the Bible anywhere that he came back except he came into the garden and he had that moment of doubt and fear. But again, he passed the test. So if Jesus gets tempted and Jesus gets, if Jezebel and the enemy come against him, how much more will he come against us? So that's why we got to stand strong together. And we can't be afraid to offend somebody. If we see something, we need to go, "Look, brother, look, sister, you know, I feel like," and please don't be a, that's a rough one to walk. Just tell them you love them, you're praying for them. And if you get somebody that's really your friend and in confidence with you, you have a right to speak into their life. Amen. If you don't, you don't have the right, okay? You got to earn the right to speak into somebody's life. So I'm believing. Yeah, I needed to make that clear because I know how the enemy works. He sends out accusers. So there's accusers that stand before the throne of God day and night accusing the saints, right? But the blood covers me, right? Say, "The blood covers me, God." Thank you, Lord, for the blood. Thank you, God, for the blood. Thank you for the blood of the Lamb. Thank you for the resurrection power, Jesus. God, we pray for our enemies right now. We come against those Jezebels and Jezebees. They can be men or women that can operate in that Jezebel spirit. God, we pray, God, that they get cast down and destroyed in Jesus' name. We pray for a fresh anointing on us today, God. We need that finish line anointing today, God. Lord, we need to quit bowing down to the enemy. God, just say to you in your heart, "God, there's besetting sins. There's things that so easily draw me away from the things of God." Sometimes it's just not God's best, you know. It's nothing evil, but it's just things that draw you away from what God wants for you and your family. So, Lord God, I thank you as we pray. I thank you for the presence of the Almighty God. I thank you for the presence. Just point up to heaven, God, and say, I proclaim, I decree and I proclaim an open heaven, an open heaven, an open heaven over me, my family, my church, my region, my nation. I pray for an open heaven, Lord. You said if I ask anything in your name, according to your will, you will do it to glorify the Father. I know it's your will that America come back to Jesus. You want to play a little bit? If you want prayer for that miracle you ask for, come up and get it. If you didn't say nothing, that's okay. You can still come up and get prayer.